weeks it was together before this gets away?
Well, I think every week is critical, man. I think, you know, we got to have a sense of urgency now. Like, we had to have it last week, the week before, and the week before that. This is the NFL. You know, every game counts, and, you know, we're seeing that. So we got to make sure we come out of the bye week recharged, refreshed, and ready to go.
The sense of urgency you have now, does that hit home a little bit more when you guys do lose some games and, you know, they kind of do mean more now as far as getting wins?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that makes sense. When you lose games, it, you know, it means more. So, I mean, yeah, I think you know, now we're under 500, we're 3-4. You know, we have a tough schedule that we have to come out prepared for, ready to execute, ready to, you know, do what we have to do from the top down. And I think that's the mindset we have. And, you know, we're going to work on it this during the bye week with the practices and then come back ready to go.
Andrew Marvin talked about making unscripted plays.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Cleveland game, that 50-yard explosion you had, kind of an example of that? And what needs to happen for coach and receivers or tight ends and backs to be on the same page to be able to improvise better?
Well, I think it's just will and, you know, hard work. You know, I mean, I think success is opportunity meeting preparation, and that's all it is. I mean, there's nothing, you know, I mean, if guys are working hard and they're prepared and, you know, when things like that happen, we're able to make plays like that. So I think we have to continue to work on that and get better at that.
Were you surprised the passing game struggled as much against Pittsburgh as it did?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I was surprised. I mean, I was disappointed as everybody was. You know, I think we needed to take better advantage of the opportunities we were given and, you know, from a lot of aspects. And like I said, I mean, it's one of those games where, you know, you lose and it's easy to find all the shortcomings. So, I mean, we just got to keep working, man. You know, we just got to do the little bit extra, everybody. And, you know, I think the guys are up for it, and I'm excited for the rest of the season.
You've always been a very level-headed guy approach mm-hmm. to the game in the season. It doesn't seem like there's any panic in this locker room, even though there's some outside of Paul Brown Stadium. And I know you're a guy who says you've never sensed that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Do you feel fans, you know, start to feel that a little bit at this point?
Honestly, I don't. You know, maybe because we're always in here. You know, we don't get much interaction, or, you know, I don't read the press or the media or anything like that, or the blog. So, you know, I try to shield myself away from it. So, I mean, that when you do it that way, you could just, you know, take it one game at a time. I mean, for the rest of the season, I mean, it's easy to talk about, it's easy to think about, but it all has to start with our next game. So, I mean, that's what we focus on, and we can't get to the game after Denver until we play Denver. So that's what we're focusing on. That's where my mind state is and the rest of the guys in this locker room.